The rest of the story. Cass Gilbert's new clients knew what they wanted. They were aware what the famed architect could do. Mr. Gilbert was the father of the modern skyscraper, after all. The record-breaking, cloud-pounding 60-story Woolworth building in New York was his. But Cass Gilbert's new clients wanted more than architectural accomplishment. They wanted unprecedented, elegant grandeur. They wanted the richest, rarest wood and the finest bronze, and of course the best marble in the world. Not merely the best. A particular texture and shade of marble. Now, Mr. Gilbert knew promptly and precisely where to procure most of the materials for the latest project, but the marble gave him pause until he remembered Benny. Benny could get his hands on anything. Small scale, grand scale, whatever you wanted, Benny could find it for you. So, the illustrious Cass Gilbert tucked the new blueprints under his arm and paid Benny a visit. And the two men pondered the plans for most of an hour. The building would be wonderful, Benny agreed, patting Mr. Gilbert approvingly on the shoulder. Then the architect confided that he was having trouble getting the right marble. Benny gave a slight wry smile. Not anymore, you won't, he said. And he was quite correct. The marble was delivered on schedule and the magnificent project was completed. But this is the rest of the story. Architect Cass Gilbert's new clients were you and me. You and I were his new clients. We citizens of the United States were his clients. What we commissioned him to accomplish was a new and permanent home for the United States Supreme Court. In 1819, in fact, our high court met in the United States Capitol basement. But now at last, more than 100 years later, an appropriately dignified national courthouse would rise, even in the teeth of a burgeoning depression. Chief Justice William Howard Taft managed to extract $10 million from Congress for the project, and what we see today was envisioned then. A breathtaking 80 by 90 foot courtroom guarded by 24 stately sentinels of justice. The spectacular cream-colored marble columns upon which Cass Gilbert unequivocally insisted. Now, if you live in Minnesota or Arkansas or West Virginia, you ought to know it was Mr. Gilbert who designed your state's Capitol building. But now you will never forget that he also conceived and created the nation's Supreme Court building with a little bit of help from a friend. For Cass Gilbert refused to compromise on the material of which the 24 Supreme Courtroom columns were made, a particular marble found only in Siena, Italy. Yes, I do mean to say that the architectural superstars of America's number one courthouse, those splendid marble columns, those 24 silent guardians of the laws of our land, were acquired with the eager assistance and enthusiastic blessing of a consultant named Benny. Benny was himself a connoisseur of fine architecture, and it was Benny upon whom Cass Gilbert depended in 1929. A participant in the United States Supreme Court project, not often honored for such things as that, for Benny was the Italian dictator Benito Mussolini. And now you know the rest of the story.